feel free to add anything that you, that I may miss.
Okay.
Last night, I co-chaired the meeting with Chairwoman Thoughts. And we started the meeting around 7 o'clock, and we hosted the proposal for the new locations for Lynx NYC that would be dispersed throughout Queens Community Board 12. Both the presenters, Mr. Colvin and Mr. Sakata, shared a slide presentation on the purpose of installing 5G towers and kiosks throughout Community Board 12's district. The presentation showed 15 out of 104 sites proposed to be installed on business strips and contiguous to residential areas. Some of these sites were 14504 Jamaica Avenue, 16614 Hillside Avenue, 139-19 Archer Avenue, 133-38 Springfield Boulevard over there by Springfield High, 190-03 Jamaica Avenue, 17008 Jamaica Avenue, 201-01 Linden Boulevard, 194-03 Linden Boulevard, 190-19 Linden Boulevard, 109-19 Linden Boulevard, 109-37 Suffern Boulevard, 145-12 Tuskegee Airmen Way, 168-20 Hillside Avenue, and 94-54 158th Street. 11 of these sites, myself and Chairwoman Thorpes visited yesterday, and they're really not acceptable to us. Some of them, one of the sites is a children's center. One is a realtor's business, which they didn't know was coming, and they really don't want it in front of them. Some of dealerships. They're also proposing 9 more that have been approved for the proposal. There was much rhetoric delivered by Ms. Gardner and Mr. Swanson. Ms. Gardner is from New York City Office of Technology and Innovative. And Mr. Swanson, they brought on as an expert about radiation. Unfortunately, their explanation is perceived to be gaslighting the community. Many valid and pertinent questions were posed to the presenters in which unsatisfactory answers were provided. 11 sites were visited. Well, I just said that, we visited. Ms. Scarrato and Ms. Wilkins both come from independent organizations, and they have been working with Renee Hill in regard to these 5Gs. And they have been working with the elected officials. They've sent out notifications showing them the impact, negative impact that these 5Gs would be in our community. We asked questions such as, who conducted the survey and how was the survey conducted? They couldn't answer that. A question was asked about how the effects on home mortgages would be. And they claimed that it would not be an effect. We asked who would pay for these 5Gs, and they said it's free. Basically, they're looking to provide this 5G and these kiosks for the poorer members of our community, because we explained to them most of us do have our own carriers and we have Wi-Fi. In addition, City Council Speaker Adams, Representative Lynette Shelbourne was present at the Zoom call, and she stated she would record the contents of the meeting and apprise Speaker Adams what the board's position was as of last night. A motion was made to reject the proposal to install 5G link and remove the current installations throughout our district. The vote was unanimous, and we adjourned the meeting at 8:39. Now, Renee, just add a little more about the two women, Ms. Theodora and Odette.
Odette is on. Maybe she should speak since she's.
But she's not in the public now. That's why.
This is a business session.
Right.
Yeah, but we could have a speaker. We could have a professional talk.
No,
I thought they were going to talk. Don't they have to?
No, they didn't put in. That wasn't part of the agenda. It wasn't put in for speaking time.
What about New York City? Don't they have to present it to the public? I mean, how can we vote on it without them presenting?
Well, they're not here. OTI didn't come back. They said they were not coming back. They presented to your committee.
Yeah.
And they clearly stated they were not coming back again.
Interesting, because they should be presenting to the whole public.
We explained that to them.
They said that they only present to one. If they do it at the full board, they would not do it at a committee meeting. It's either the other, not two.
So they just came to the committee, and we have 60 days to respond, which we did when we held the meeting last night. And basically, it's not going to be good for this community to have over 100 5G installations.
Right. We're the only committee, one of the only committees in New York City that
community boards. Yeah.
Right.
It's our community boards and community board 14. And when they were pressed to find out how many of these kiosks or these 5G poles are being put in other community boards, they couldn't answer that question.
Right.
And we had a testimony from a young woman who told us that her family and friends in her community was adversely affected with their health with these kiosks all over their community.
Right. There have been no reports. Right. And they have not given any reports about the need for them in our community or even about the effect that the radiation would have on our residents.
They also stated in yesterday's meeting that they did a survey, but the question that was posed to them was, who told you to do a survey and where did you do the survey? And they were not able to give any answer to that whatsoever. And when we asked them for specifics as to how many towers, how many kiosks, because basically in the language they are they're using that word interactively. So when you think you're talking about the kiosk, they can also be talking about the 5G pole at the same time.
Right. Not only that, they had those things on top of the lamppost that are giving off radiation as well. So those we don't hardly see, but they're on top of the lamppost.
In addition, Michelle, you didn't add the fact that there was a doctor that they brought on.
Yeah, I said to Eric Swanson, that's his name. He said that the minimal radiation, that it would not affect us. Matter of fact, he said that your street light poles emit 4 times more radiation than these kiosks would.
But the main part of that is, Michelle, that he is not a medical doctor. So the information that he was giving us was totally incorrect. He is not a medical doctor.
He's a professor from Pittsburgh. And the Pittsburgh Health Board wrote a letter stating he has no credibility to be speaking on radiation.
Right.
So the two women, unfortunately, you didn't hear from them tonight, but they have had copious notes to tell you how adversely this would be in our communities. And they are looking to work with Community Board 12. They work with, I believe, Community Board 13, or they're looking to work with them to make sure that, you know, this doesn't happen in their communities as well. Because there's no transparency coming from LinkedIn. They're basically going to make money, billions of dollars, putting these kinds of things in our community. So, and between the New York City Office of Technology and Innovative, they don't really care about how it's going to affect us. All they want to do is make money.
Now, I hope our elected officials, representatives on this call, because if we vote against it, if they're still going to allow these people to install it, there's going to be an issue.
Yes.
For all of our, for all of the elected representatives that are listening, that are still on, this is a situation. This is not something to take lightly. And the board does have an opinion about it, as well as board 8 that voted it down flat.
And we could do a resolution next meeting, since it's...
Well, we're prepared, I do believe, to take a vote in reference to having a resolution.
Okay.
So, Michelle, are you done with your report?
I just wanted to say that Theodora, she's from a scientific think tank. So this is not someone that's a flyby person. They both have credibility in what they're doing, and because they've been around the city and they have had tests themselves. They spoke to credible experts about the effects of these 5Gs. They also talked about the antennas that they can also, that you see currently on buildings. So they can even add to those antennas. And if you want to know more about it, hopefully we can put some more information on Facebook so that you can read about it more yourself. And they're going to have a meeting as well. Right, Renee, a future meeting?
Yes, yes, definitely they'll be back.
Right.
Lynette says, Lynette allowed to talk?
I have Glenn first and then Lynette, and then we'd like to...
Not Lynette Townsend, the elected official. Look at the chat. All right, go ahead, Glenn.
I read it.
Okay.
Glenn?
Yeah, thank you. Just wanted to say, I was in a Jamaica Task Force meeting, and I identified there's a kiosk on 95th Avenue between 150th and 149th. Now, my understanding was that the kiosks were for people on a well-traveled area. That area is nothing but commercial areas. I brought it up, and Councilman Williams was there, and she said that she wasn't satisfied with their answer as to where they were placing them, because you would have them on a well-traveled area.
Right.
You know, Liberties, Sutphin, Hillside, you know, like that. So they're just putting them up randomly. And of course, you know, I've been working with Renee and identifying some of the areas, some of the ones that are going up. And I wanted to mention, I saw one in off of Main Street. It wasn't quite Flushing yet. And it was a lot smaller than the ones that are located on Liberty Avenue and Sutphin and 95th and Sutphin right now. So they're even scaling them down in terms, and we're getting the heavy duty ones, and it looks like the ones were slimmer.
Like big screens.
Yeah.
There's one on 116th and Guyard Brewer. There's one off of Liberty and one in Dunkirk. They're just sprinkling them all over the areas, and they did not speak to the community board to ask our input. So, I mean,
Lynette?
It's horrible. Thank you.
Lynette Townsley? Lynette?
Thank you. I was just, and maybe if everyone else can, I was going to ask the young ladies that were here if they could put the information in the chat, and one of the young ladies did, and that seems alarming for Pittsburgh Health Board to tell them that they can't put that. Shouldn't we have our elected officials, maybe the city and the mayor, they should be having some type of emergency health town hall about this? I know Lynette also put in the chat that, you know, there was a presentation that they talked about. I don't know if Renee or Michelle, if you want to talk about that, the presentation information about last night. But I think that we are already dealing with health issues. We're dealing with now the flooding and stuff like that. We don't even know what's going to come out of that with the sewers. It's like so much going on at one time. You don't know what to deal with first. It's
We have a lot of environmental injustices going on in our community. And as far as the presentation, we would have to get that from the LinkedIn presenters. I don't have that copy. Do you, Mrs. Reddick or Renee, did they send you a copy?
I know they put something in the chat right now, but that was Odette,
but I'm talking about LinkedIn. Did they?
Oh, no, I don't think so. No, I didn't get theirs.
No, they didn't we have to reach out to them for that presentation.
Well, I mean, we also put in a chat that the city advocate representative was there as well. So
yes. Yeah, David Kahn, he was there. Yes.
And he got an ear tool. Patricia Wooten?
Yes. I want to say on 204th and Linden Boulevard, there is also another tower, which is a smaller tower. But they're forgetting to realize that although they keep claiming that it's in commercial areas, those are homes on top of commercial areas, stores and what have you. And yeah, they're not asking about the families who are living on top of those home, those commercial districts, in those above those stores and what have you. I know a family that's right there on 204th who has medical concerns and is sitting right there. It's been there for like 3 months already, and they didn't even mention that one there. You know, and there's a lot to be concerned about when you have a family member or members who are sick already. So to place this on top of homes or apartments where there are stores on the bottom, that's not considered. That shouldn't be considered just commercial district.
Well, let me just say this.
And commercial.
Madam Chair, I think
Hold it 1 second. Let me just say this. You're talking about somebody that came to us with a fake doctor. So that alone tells you who and what we're dealing with. So they don't care. They're not going to care. They're not concerned. The doctor that they brought was not, he was not qualified to even speak or show those slides that he showed. He was not qualified, and yet they brought him to gaslight us and tell us a bunch of foolishness and show a picture of Einstein. That is what they did. So they should, they're concerned, they have none. And I'm getting to the point because that's what we're dealing with. And so now that we know that that's what we're dealing with, we are ready to put something in action going forward. Because now the other groups and the other people from other areas, from Harlem and other areas that was on that meeting last night, we will be working together. And we are letting our elected officials know they need to support us in this, because this is across the district, this is across the city, and this is some underhanded type of operation that's going on.
Listen,
and it's not being told in truth. It's not, they're
we
not
already
it
we already won a suit with the way station, so they'll just get another lawsuit if they think they're going to put it in our community.
But these ladies have also won a suit with FCC. The court sided with them. I like to make an unusual request. Since Odette is on the phone, if she could be allowed just for 3 minutes to also, that could make it even clearer to the participants on the call tonight, if that would be all right.
What do the board members say? Because once we do this, keep this in mind for the future.
I don't think we should. I'm sorry. I beg your pardon, Madam Chair. I didn't raise my hand.
Okay,
Madam Chair, I apologize, but I don't think we should, and I say that again because of future things, right? We open up the floodgates. If this is the business session, we need to keep to our policies and keep this in the business session. I do agree, though, that maybe we can have this person speak maybe in the next meeting when we have the public session, but for the business session,
it may be too late, Chantel.
Wait a minute. Ms. Reddick, we've had speakers in this business section before. Ms. Reddick, can you please let us?
No.
I know I have. I've had, if it's important like this, I've had them speak. I know. I have.
No.
All right.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. You got to find the charter.
Okay. When we do what we do, when we come out of the business session, then she can go ahead and speak. I will keep it going and allow her to speak after we come out of business. So at this time, Michelle, are you done?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Fitzroy.
Yes, Madam Chair.
Hold on 1 second. Michelle, I believe you need to make a motion in regards to...
The motion was made by you last night to reject this proposal of... Well, they claim it was over 100, 104, even though they haven't identified the sites. and that we should also have them remove the existing towers. And it was a unanimous vote to go with along with the motion.
And now we're asking the full board, what is your vote?
Yeah, we're asking you to vote. If you agree with the motion, say yes. If you
Excuse
don't,
me, we're talking about, Michelle, we're talking about towers and not kiosks, right? They're totally
No, we're talking about both. We're talking about both. And
they're one in the same.
We're part of this, hold it, part of this motion, and we're in the middle of this motion. A part of the motion is to have a resolution put out supporting the community board and supporting the community in this.
Reverend Thorpe, I have one question if I can.
Sure.
Are these state or city contractors?
City.
Water contractors?
City.
Okay, so the city's already aware that these contractors are out doing the work that they've been
yes.
to do.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. What are you saying, Ms. Reddick?
This contract was under Bill de Blasio, and the incoming mayor just followed through.
This started under Bill de Blasio.
Yes.
But supposedly the surveys came under Bill de Blasio, too.
Yes.
And so this administration, we don't know how, if they looked into this, if they dug into this, and if they had, they would have come up with the same information.
So we're open for discussion right now. What are we doing right now?
Michelle?
The motion's on the floor. Members want to vote on the motion.
A resolution.
You want the resolution and not removal of the rejection of the towers?
The motion is for the resolution, which will embody what you just said in the motion.
Okay, because we have to draft up the resolution. We haven't done that, but that is what the resolution will contain about the rejection of the towers. Because last night, for me, I had to decipher, are they different? Two different type of technologies, but you know, one said it was the same, one said it was different, so I'm not sure, but nevertheless it's emitting radiation and we don't want that. So if you are, the motion is that we would adopt a resolution so that we can reject these towers or kiosks and remove the current towers that have been sprinkled throughout Community Board District 12.
I second the motion.
Thank you, Glenn. The motion is seconded by Glenn Greenwich. We're open for, we've had a discussion. Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the resolution?
Aye.
Are there any no's?
In fact, how do we vote a resolution that we don't see? We should be voting on a motion. We could send a letter. There is no resolution. Where's the...
Okay. All right. So let me put a pin in this. We have a resolution prepared. The resolution is prepared. The question was, did you want a resolution stating X, Y, and Z? That's the question that's on the table right now. And the answer so far has been yes, and I'm asking, are there any no's? Do you get it, Lynette?
Yeah, but I'm just saying that you said there's a resolution, but we did not have, she just said she didn't have the resolution ready. So how are we voting on the resolution and there is no resolution?
I don't have a resolution to present tonight to you, so we're making them.
It's too many cross talking.
No, all right. Well, let me just say something. I think that she's right about that. I think we're voting now to object to the pilot program that they plan on putting in, and they have already started putting in our community. We'll do that first step, and then the second step would have a resolution by next meeting, and we vote on the wording on that.
That makes sense.
Troy.
Okay, with all due respect, so two things. One, a resolution has been drafted. I could read the text of the draft resolution. The second thing is that based on what the committee wants, it would have to be done in two resolutions. The first resolution would have to be to call for a moratorium or to stop future Link NYC kiosks from being installed within the district. The second resolution would have to then call for the removal of existing kiosk. And the reason why is because it's easier to have the moratorium than to combine everything in one resolution, because to remove the existing kiosk comes at great financial cost to the city, as well as potential breach of contract, and the city would then be paying Linked NYC for pretty much doing nothing. So that's why, but I'm going to read the text of the resolution now, so bear with me one moment, please. Let me come over here. Okay, so the title of the resolution
I don't know if anybody's reading the chat.
If you're not a board member, you cannot speak during our business session. I'm reading what's in the chat right now.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so the title of the resolution is Disapproval of New or Additional Link NYC Kiosk and Towers Within Queens Community District 12, right? And it's addressed to Matthew C. Frazier, Chief Technology Officer of the New York City Office of Technology and Innovation, as well as Nicole Garcia, Queens Borough Commissioner for the New York City Department of Transportation. Dear CTO Frazier and Borough Commissioner Garcia, at the general meeting of Queens Community Board 12 held on March 15th, 2023, the board passed the following resolution. Of course, there's no vote yet, so I'm going to bypass that area. Whereas the City of New York, through its Office of Technology and Innovation, OTI, commissioned CityBridge to install and operate a citywide wireless telecommunication network, commonly referred to as Link NYC, and whereas the Link NYC network was designed so that telecommunication kiosks and or towers would supersede the now defunct public payphone using the existing telecommunication lines rather than install new infrastructure, and whereas Link NYC was intended to provide free wireless internet connectivity, mobile device charging, and emergency call to the public using kiosks and or towers placed on sidewalks throughout New York City, many of which include electronic display screens, and whereas of February 28, 2023, the catchment area of Queens Community District 12 currently has 275 mobile telecommunication reservation pole locations, according to the City of New York's Open Data website. And the link for the Open Data website is there, and I posted the list in the chat. It's a Microsoft Excel file. And whereas Queens Community District constituents and residents have reported adverse impacts resulting from existing Link NYC infrastructure, including light pollution, insufficient sidewalk clearance, as well as potential physical health and cybersecurity risk. And whereas the light pollution endangers the reproductive processes of endemic moth populations and other nocturnal animals, and whereas CityBridge is in the midst of upgrading the Link NYC network from 4G to 5G to accommodate greater broadband capacity and associated features common in current mobile communication devices, And whereas the Link NYC 5G infrastructure are primarily 32-foot tall towers, which are installed on sidewalks in the public right-of-way, and whereas 5G mobile technology has greater signal intensity over shorter distances, which require further installation of kiosks and towers to provide similar coverage as to its 4G predecessor. And whereas currently there is insufficient study and information on the potential long-term health impacts continuous exposure to 5G signals / radiation on human and animals that reside and or work adjacent to 5G infrastructure, we, the members of Queens Community Board 12, are opposed to the further installation of Link NYC kiosks and towers, and therefore be it resolved that Queens Community Board 12 disapproves the proposed installation of 11 Link NYC kiosks/towers presented at the Transportation Committee meeting held on March 14th, 2023, and be it further resolved that Queens Community Board 12 requests that a moratorium be placed on the addition or installation further mobile telecommunication kiosks, towers, and pole locations until conclusive data can be found showing little to no adverse health risk to humans, fauna, and flora. And that's the end of the resolution.
Okay, read the chat, Fitzroy, because it shouldn't be Link NYC. In the beginning, you kept saying Link NYC. It's really the 5G towers. But look at the chat.
Right, that's a semantic, right?
No, it's not. Kiosk and the 5G are totally different. They're two different things.
I think we need to add more colors in there.
Totally different.
So right,
that they are both one in the same.
Yeah, but if you keep on saying NYC Link, that doesn't include always the 5G towers. You have to say 5G towers as well. / 5G towers.
Yeah.
And there is a list of a lot more sites, that it's not just the 11 sites. Like right, I said, they said over 104 sites.
Odette said put 5G, Link 5G, and see, look what she just wrote.
Yeah.
You have to put both there. It's not one in the same.
Okay. Anything else with regards
and also those already installed. Well, you already said that at the end, that you want those already installed to be removed.
Could we also put some language, I know they have in a chat, about the World Health, what they said about it as well, okay, to add some content of, you know, what's already going on?
Okay, with regards to Odette, with all due respect, there's certain key points of the resolution that I'm going to point out that have completely slipped most people's psyche. One, right, I mentioned in the moratorium. Wait, allow me to finish, please. Thank you. One, I mentioned in the moratorium that until conclusive study. Right now, they've been studied, right? When I say conclusive study, there's no doubt that these things do not cause any cancer risk. The other thing too is that I mentioned the light pollution and the moths and the nocturnal animals. It will take a minimum of 3 to 5 years for them to do a complete study before anybody allows them to do install anything, because that brings in the EPA and it brings in other entities that are specifically charged with protecting endangered species. So it's a lot more complicated than what they're used to, because what trying to do is saying if the city refuses to act, this thing could be taken on a federal level and the federal government could put a pause to it.
Okay.
So that's why it's written in such a way to engage the federal government and stop the city if need be.
Well, that's why we also said to remove, I mean, if whether they do it or not, this is what we're requesting, because we don't know the negative impact other than the testimony of those who have experienced them in their communities.
Right, but it has to be done as two, resolutions, because I'm going to admit, if it's all done as one, right, things are going to get lost in the translation, because they're going to look at the cost of the removal more so than the moratorium, and it's going to get squashed. That's why.
Renee, is there any way we can put Theodora's resolution in the chat?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you made it up on your own or did you use hers? Because I sent it to I'm not talking to you, Michelle. Fitzroy, did you make this up on your own, or did you follow what someone else in another community board did?
I looked at what Manhattan did, Eight did, and then I used like very little from Manhattan Eight, and I just composed the majority of it.
Okay, so I agree with everything you said, except you have to have the link New York City and the 5G towers together when you're talking about just not link NYC. In the beginning, that's all you were saying. At the end, you added 5G. So I would put it throughout the whole thing.
Okay.
You know, slash. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
No, I'm writing that down. So
okay.
I'm really Michelle, do you have something you want to say?
Who,
Michelle?
Me?
No, oh, Michelle. Michelle.
Okay.
Michelle?
Hi, Reverend Thorpes. No, I my hand's not up.
Okay. Miss Crystal Isaac.
Hi, Reverend Thorpes. I just wanted to ask, is the resolution going to be dropped in the chat so we can read it?
It would help. Okay, I could do that right now. Just bear with me one moment. I'm going to save a PDF version. And... And
awesome.
Drop that in the chat.
Didn't we have somebody calling last night as well from, I think, Pittsburgh to give a testimony in regards to the negative effects that the cells
That was
have.
Courtney. That was Courtney, yes.
So that was a very important situation as well. Like, we had people from other states to, like, really chimed in and given us some insight on the negative health effects that they are.
Yeah, I mentioned that. Yeah, you're right. I said that.
No, not Pittsburgh, Pittsfield.
All right. Well, I know.
Well, she wasn't New York, but we knew that. Yeah, she said how adversely how sick she had gotten.
So, her and her neighbors.
Excuse me.
All right. So, what are we going to do now? I mean, with the motions.
So, what do y'all want to do?
I mean, it would have been nice if these people were on the call last night. And we could have done all that, worked that out last night.
It would have been better tonight this way, that all the controversy would be over with and we can all hear at the same time.
What's
on the floor, Rev.
So there's a motion on the floor. Fitzroy is saying to split it, which, you know, makes sense to me.
Agreed to split it because we want action now.
What do you think about splitting it?
Say that again, Renee.
I just wanted to know what Odette thinks about splitting it into two parts like that. I want to see what she says in chat.
Say
nothing yet. Yeah, she didn't say anything yet.
Well, I like the idea of splitting it.
She says it makes sense.
There you go.
So, Michelle, you have to reword that?
No, Renee, you go ahead.
Well, Michelle, you did it. Well, somebody, you have to amend it and then reword it.
I make a motion that we adopt the resolution.
Hold it. You make...
The first one needs to be withdrawn, doesn't it?
You're amending.
No, this is a friendly amendment.
You're amending the first resolution. You're amending your first motion, and you're adding in that it's going to be split in two. There's going to be two resolutions.
Yes.
Okay.
And as soon as he could put it in the chat, that would help so that people can eyeball it for themselves.
Yep, I've already placed it in the chat.
So. Okay. And I'm looking for it. I don't see it.
The second resolution, Fitzroy, will the one where we asked for them to remove, we'll do that next, the next one, or you have both of them to, that you put in chat?
I'm looking at this one, Fitzroy.
Which one is
new? Okay, so that one, I would actually have to draft that one, but that could be done, you know, and shared with everybody for the next meeting.
Yes. Okay, that's good.
Okay, I see it.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Is that it? No, that's not it.
It's just one page, Fitzroy?
It's two pages.
I see it now. I just strolled over. Okay. Mm. Has everyone been able to see it?
Mm-hmm.
I was approved. So,
then
I thought about this. I was like,
let me take
this.
Yeah, it didn't come through for me yet.
So that's why I came back to you.
You see the one where it says Fitzroy, it's a little box.
You still busy?
In the chat.
So can we accept this with minor changes if we need to make, like, minor changes, commas, or add a word? Or can we do that? We're gonna, just like we do for the minutes?
Yes.
Yes.
So can we add with the friendly and necessary corrections?
Yeah. That's what we can do. Michelle, can you go ahead? Oh, no, either Michelle or Fitzroy, make that motion. And Michelle,
didn't we just do that?
No, you just missed what Maxine just said and Renee. With the necessary, you want to amend, you're amending your motion to add the second resolution with the necessary corrections.
Sounds good to me.
Second.
Who seconded?
Sounds good to me.
The last second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Are there any no's? Are there any abstentions? There being none, the motion passed. That there will be two resolutions made in opposition of the 5G and the kiosks. I thank you all for that vote. And at this point, I make a motion that this meeting is adjourned at 10:10.
I second.
Okay. Thank y'all for coming to our meeting and providing the necessary information for us to make an informed decision.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies, you can speak now. The meeting is.
But you know, last night we didn't say anything about voting on a resolution. That's why it took me. I was a little thrown off. We didn't mention about
a resolution. Recording stopped.
So, I mean, I thank you for coming in. That's why I was saying it would have been nice had all this been taken care of last night, because we've mentioned nothing about putting in a motion about a resolution.
But thank you, Odette.
We knew that a resolution was coming.
But we didn't mention whether we knew it or not. That was not what was put on the table. That's what I'm saying. I would have been able to make the right proper motion.
Okay.
But, you know, it worked out. But I'm just saying, if we can be on the same page in the future, that's all I'm saying.
Okay. Ms. Odetta, do you want to say something?
Yeah, I think that's great. Just make sure that it also includes all those that have all the any Link 5G towers that have already been installed in your area, because they can make that operational. So it needs to include all those that are that have already been installed of the Link 5G, the Link NYC there's not going to be much you can do about it, but with respect to Link 5G, they haven't made that operational yet. So that you definitely want to take care of and put in the resolution.
The Link NYC has less radiation coming from it, right?
Well, the Link NYC does have radiation coming from it. If people are being affected by it, that concerns me. But definitely, if you have any Link 5G towers installed, there that's going to be exponential radiation because it has five tiers. So that you've got to handle, you've got to indicate that for those that have already been installed. And I think you do have a few that have already been installed, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You don't want those to be operational. Now, I don't think they've turned them on yet because Mr. Sakota from CityBridge said in other meetings that they haven't turned them on yet. And I don't think they have the antennas yet, and I don't think they have all the I'm not sure they have the contracts yet. I don't know what the situation is, but he made it clear that those are not operational. You want to make sure that they continue not to be operational.
Yes, because I know the one on 204th and Linden's been up there for like 4 months and it hasn't been turned on yet.
Right, and you don't want it to be turned on because you'll the whole neighborhood will probably have to evacuate.
Correct.
Yes. You can ask a question.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I'm sorry. I was just asking because I know I saw one on 120th Avenue, not far from my house, which was so weird. And it looks like it was lit up, like it was on. So does it mean that it's on or just not working, or what does that mean?
Well, does that did it have advertising?
I didn't really stop. I saw it and I saw that it was lit and I saw that it was there. But I checked, believe me and you, I will go tomorrow. I might actually get in my car tonight and go tonight and see if it's actually lit
right.
up.
So if it's you know, if it's lit up, that means that it's probably an advertising.
How else will we know that it's actually a viable, that it's working? If I plug my phone in, would I?
I don't know. If you I wouldn't even go near the thing. But if you
don't scare me like that now, for real, seriously.
If you want to try it and see if you can charge your phone or whatever. But if you do that, I would get out within a couple of minutes from exposure.
Jeanette, what color was it?
It looks like the same ones that I see in Manhattan that are on, that, you know, when you walk by, that you can charge your phone on.
That's different. That's a kiosk. That's okay. Different than the 5G. The 5G is those silver things you see going up everywhere.
Yeah, and so I have measured the radiation coming off the Link NYC, and there is radiation coming off. But it really depends on the Link NYC. It everything varies. Now, I just want to tell you that I did speak to the chair of the Technology Committee of the City Council. Her name is Jennifer Gutierrez. She was presenting at a wireless conference today, and I spoke to her, and I asked her if we could put on the agenda this Link 5G issue so that we can bring it out in the open and have a committee hearing. And she said, oh yes, we are going to put it on the agenda and we're going to have OTI present. So we need to make sure that we are there. Now we're going to be monitoring the situation and we'll let you know, but if OTI is going to be there and they're going to say how wonderful all of this is, we need to be there to let them know that it's really not wonderful. And today, Mr. Sakota from CityBridge was telling the audience that people who don't want this are NIMBYs.
NIMBYs?
Not in my backyard.
Not in my backyard, yeah.
Yeah, he was saying that they're NIMBYs. They're NIMBYs on the Upper East Side. They're NIMBYs in other communities. And all this about health is nothing. He's not getting the message. He's not getting the memo.
Because it's not his problem.
It's not, yeah, exactly. It's the city who's not also getting the memo. So we have to really get to the city council, get to Gutierrez's committee and say, you have to understand that these are real issues. People have suffered. I've suffered. There are people who are suffering from this, and bring them to the meeting. If you know people who are suffering from this, then bring them to that meeting. But we need to be there.
To you, and also, is there something that we can purchase from Home Depot or something and test the environment?
There are materials that you can use, some Faraday materials that protect you. It's kind of like a Saran wrap that you can put on your windows, and it's an almost total block. There's fabric that you can use on your curtains that also block it.
To test the environment, to test it.
The level of radiation.
Oh, she's saying, is there something you can have to test?
Oh, test. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
I can't hear very well. Yes, you can use an RF meter. I use a Safe and Sound Pro. There's a meter that I use, and I measure everything. I measure the ambient radiation in my apartment, in my bedroom. I see where it's less, where it's more. And, you know, my radiation and the radiation in my apartment has already increased at least 7 times what it was a year ago. And I feel it. So I sleep with a lot of Faraday fabrics.
Odette, where is the tower contiguous to where you live at?
Well, they want to put the tower in a commercial overlay district. So they consider a district that is both residential and commercial a commercial overlay on the residential area. And so therefore they consider it commercial, but they don't tell you that. But that's what came out in other board meetings. They are going to be putting it a few blocks away from me, but only a couple of blocks from a friend of mine and right in front of all the stores. And when I told the store's owners this, they were not happy because nobody notified them.
Same thing here. When Michelle and I went out, none of the store owners knew. None of the businesses were aware.
No.
But we also heard what the police said, that they can't stop loitering. So when you put these things in front of people's businesses, you're going to create another issue for the storekeepers and, you know, people walking along the sidewalk as well.
Right, and so Theodora has put a good suggestion in the chat, and that is you can ask your local library to get the radio frequency meters, and it's a Safe and Sound Pro. I'll get that for you. I think I have it here.
Is that something that you purchased at the Home Depot?
No, you don't. This I don't purchase at Home Depot. I purchase it on an online store, and they specialize in this. And this is specially calibrated. This costs about $400, and it's specially calibrated. And so it measures it by microwatts per meter squared. And if you want to hear what it sounds like, you can turn on the sound. And that tells you all the different frequencies that are being used. Now, a professional will use a spectrum analyzer, which is about $30,000 or $40,000. And then they can identify all the different frequencies. They can identify whose frequency it is. This doesn't, but this does tell you the amount of radiation that you're being exposed to. Now, this is calibrated. Oh my God, I'm up to 108,000. How did I get 108,000? I think maybe because my cell phone is on. I'm going to turn my cell phone off, and I'm going to see if it's a little bit better. The thing is that, so it's gone down already, down to 8,000. It's calibrated to the Building Biology Institute, and based on the health studies that have been done, 10 is really the threshold, 10 microwatts per meter squared. It's 10 units. I think above 1,000 is really when you get the significant biological effects. So I, I don't know if you want to add something to that, Theodora.
Oh, I want to say that when there are installations of towers, it's full body and it will add even more. So something else that we've been asking for is the RF compliance reports. And the reason is because the federal government has dropped the ball. There's no monitoring of what the levels are. There's no checking. Like, New York City should have regular measurements of what is the level right now, so you know that when all of these installations are in, how is it being elevated, just like you do for any other industry. So that's a key thing. The problem with the cell towers is if your bedroom is right there and it's those bands that go through, because there are many different kinds of frequencies for 5G. Some go right through the wall, some do not. But it's really important to have more accountability at the federal, the state, the local level. And I think the city really has a role to play here. That's what I would add. So,
right. And thank you, Theodora. And so the financial implications that Vanessa was asking about is that it's known that people who don't want to buy homes next to a cell tower. And as a matter of fact, this police lieutenant who one day came back from vacation only to find an antenna right outside his house, has tried to rent a couple of the apartments that he has renovated in his house, and people have refused because as soon as they saw that there was an antenna outside the window, they refused to rent the place. So he has basically had to evacuate along with his sister, this house that he put his life savings into. And so typically the property values will go down maybe 20% or more, depending on whether you have a market for it. And as I was saying yesterday, HUD will not allow the Federal Housing Administration to give out mortgages if your home, for a home that is within the fall zone of a cell tower. These cell towers are 32 feet high. They want to put it as close as 10.6 feet to any structure. That means that's within the fall zone. The fall zone has to be at least the height of the tower. So if the tower is 32 feet high, then you need to have a clearance around the circumference of the tower, which is 32 feet at least. We don't have that. And so in terms of bridging the digital divide or providing digital equity, the digital equity is gone if people can't sell their houses and their equity has diminished if they're dependent on HUD loans.
Does anyone else have any questions for these ladies while we have them?
That it could impact our home values if he didn't put it. I'm not sure if he did had that in there.
Yeah, because that was the other question I was going to ask, because I do know that there are certain things that does have a negative impact, and you mentioned something about the impact it would have on HUD and the loan situation.
Yeah. Well, you can say generally relating to property values that the property values will, you know, may suffer, may decrease.
And we did. In that paperwork about HUD, they won't give you, they will not give you a mortgage or any type of loan if that tower is anywhere nearby.
Yes. Yeah, based on the research that I've done, that's what I found.
Wow.
What about the physical, your body? How does it affect your body physically?
Theodora, did you
want to?
Love you too.
There's a lot of research with all kinds of effects, but one of the kind of the core of that, because it's not the same as ionizing radiation like an atomic bomb or nuclear weapon. It's not that kind of radiation. It's lower frequency. So what they found is that the majority of studies have what's called oxidative stress, that are looking at oxidative stress, have found positive signs of oxidative stress. That's a hallmark of cancer. It's considered something that when they look at what carcinogens
like different aspects of carcinogens, that is one of them. There's studies showing cancer in animals, in male rats that have been exposed, both at very at higher levels as well as lower levels set to mimic cell tower level radiation, in studies that cost millions of dollars to do. The federal government, the U.S. government, says that they don't agree with those studies. One of those studies was done by the U.S. government, NIH, at $30 million price tag, actually, and it was started many years ago. There are studies showing everything from increased diabetes to some cognitive issues in some studies, as well impacts to your brain development, especially if someone is pregnant. So the in terms of what will happen to people, every body is different. There's all kinds of environmental issues, you know, hazardous things that we're exposed to. And there's also research showing there's that the combination of the different things, like if you have radio frequency radiation combined with another toxic exposure, that that can potentiate what you already would have happening from the known harmful, you know, pollution, air pollution, for example, that causes memory damage, actually. So, you know, could there be a potentiation in the person? And there have been studies that have shown synergistic effects. So I have a lot at Environmental Health Trust, ehtrust.org. We have a lot of reports. I'm operating without my glasses right now, so I can't see much, but hope you can see me. We have a lot of reports online that you can look at ehtrust.org. You can watch presentations that have been done by our scientists on the issue. And what scientists are saying about 5G is two things. One, we know enough to know, based on the studies that we have done. There have been literally hundreds of studies that have been done that have shown a variety of effects. So we know enough to know that you can't assume that 5G is safe. Whereas what Professor Swanson, who's a physicist, and how the federal government has been treating this issue, they are assuming that 5G is safe because it is simply non-ionizing, which as you delve into it, you'll see that whole conversation happening. I can put a couple papers in the chat if you want to look at.
Please do.
Okay. Oh, and also memory problems, dizziness, people who've gotten sick when cell towers have gone up right very in close proximity to their home. They have a series of symptoms, sometimes called microwave illness, electromagnetic sensitivity, where they have a variety of just illness that they have gotten. Not everyone, but some people, or sometimes it takes some time. And there's also two studies that have shown when 5G antennas went up, the development of illness, both from the rooftop antennas as well as a pole installation. And I can put those in the chat too.
Michelle, I see your hand.
Hi, Reverend Thorpes, thanks. Just a couple of questions. The meter, what, you stated it's recording the, or it's giving you a measurement of the radiation. What's the unit of that measurement?
The unit is microwatts per meter squared.
Microwatts per meter
squared? Microwatts per meter squared.
Okay. You were saying that it went, once they put in the cell towers, your radiation levels went up seven times?
It went up seven times and I started having heart palpitations. I was waking up in the middle of the night and I started having heart palpitations and I said, oh boy, there must be some wireless radiation going on. And indeed, the levels were at least seven times, if not more, because they were reading already pretty high at around 700. They're supposed to be 10 microwatts per meter squared, but they were reading at about 700 microwatts per meter squared. And then when I woke up and I started taking the measurements, it was 6,000 microwatts per meter squared. That it was actually even more. It depends on what time of the day is, you know, what kind of intensity they're going to use, but, you know, it's very variable. But I realized that I was in harm's way, and so I had to really bundle myself up.
Understood. I know a lot of the studies that are out there are on mice, but given that there is an uncertainty, has any organization like the NIH or the Cancer Society, because the Cancer Society, I think, has remained neutral on this stance, has anyone decided to do a study on humans and the effect of humans?
Well, there's already been two studies done on 5G, which I think Theodora has already shared, and that was in January and February. And
was it on humans?
On people, and it wasn't like it was an experiment on humans. What happened is that there were 5G towers that were actually installed, one on top of the building of where these people lived, and they got immediately sick. And then these two guys who were working in the business, and the 5G towers were placed, I don't know if it was right outside their window or on top of their building, and they immediately got sick. So, you know, so this is
That's like two instances. What I'm asking for is there like is has any organization done a detailed study, because these cell towers are all over the, I'm just trying to get
I can answer that. So
answer
is no. There has not been the kind of experiments that you're talking about where you have people in a control group and people who are not, and you have a controlled situation. Not that I know of. Now, in the briefing that I put in a little early in the chat, and I can re-put it in, it is rather long, but if you go down many pages near where I'm talking about the 5G research, there is research that has been done on more on animals, and specifically on the higher frequencies of 5G. But no to your answer. That said,
have they done any on like monkeys? I know mice, but have they done anything closer to humans, like monkeys? Anything?
No.
Okay.
I just found out that the military is now doing testing on monkeys with wireless radio.
Good.
And that is actually, that should be unethical, and that's really immoral.
Yeah.
I have to tell you that causation is also very valid. And when this police lieutenant had this antenna outside of his house, he got very severe heart arrhythmias. He went to the cardiologist. They were going to do an ablation. He got into the office. They did the invasive procedure. And before they could do the ablation, they couldn't find heart arrhythmias. And that was because when he was in their office, he wasn't sick. But when he went back home, he got the heart arrhythmias again. He went back to the cardiologist to get the ablation done. They still couldn't find the arrhythmias because he wasn't getting it in the office. He was getting it only when he was at home. So he made an experiment. He did an experiment. He decided to leave his house, and he did. He left his house for like a month or whatever, and the symptoms went away. That's causation.
Well, let me back up, though. The question about the monkeys, they have done, on the lower frequencies, studies that have used larger mammals, I should clarify. Okay. Not for 5G modulation. So the thing about 5G is it's different. That it is both the same and different all at the same time. There's actually, that's like a whole hour conversation. But yeah, there are higher frequencies. There's a different kind of pulsation and modulation. So yeah, it's going to be different. And I have... Oh, I'll put it in. I'll put another study that their scientists are offering that are saying that it could be worse because of the type of pulsation and the amount of data. Because what's biologically active is that pulsation. It's like it's a pulsed signal that is erratic. Mm-hmm. And so that has been shown to be biologically active. So these examples we have of real life people are very much important and very important, but obviously in science you want to get those controlled studies. But scientists have now said that it is proven that non-ionizing radiation has these adverse effects. So that's
huge.
The independent scientists have been clear. The problem is we don't have a federal government that is doing its job. So the NIH is not studying this. They're doing some little studies right now. And I don't know what frequency, they haven't even been transparent. Like, I don't even know
we don't know what it is. The last one they did with the rats, we had all of that information. But we don't, they're not funding it. The EPA was defunded from this. This actually, you know, once New York and you have hopefully addressed this issue, though it's a bit of a marathon, but then we need to get the federal government, actually all at the same time, the federal government needs to be studying this issue, setting limits that are protective, and we need accountability, and we don't have that.
So that was my second question or my second point. Fitzroy, in the motion or the resolution that you're proposing, I know it was a little long, but was there something in there that we would go to the federal government if we don't get any help on the state level or the city level?
Not explicitly written, but okay. I mentioned about the moths and the light pollution, so that way we could potentially reach out to the federal government and say, we have like these moths, we would like for you to investigate like how the light pollution impacts their reproductive system processes. And that would take at least 3 to 5 years because they would have to, you know, review that over several cycles.
Yeah.
Determination. Yeah.
I was just curious because I saw that the FDA approved 5G and they said it's not dangerous. So that's why I was thinking how that would work. But that's a story for a different day. Thank you for answering my questions. I know it's late.
The FDA never said it was safe.
I thought the FDA approved 5G. Yes, they approved.
They did 5G. Not. No, they did not. No.
They say on their website things that will make everyone reading it think that they did something related to 5G. They have never reviewed it. They have not done, there is no report. So if you want to write them and ask them where their report on 5G is, it is unfortunate that it says that, but that happened, I believe.
What does it say exactly?
It says something like 5G safety. It's got a big heading.
But you know,
so they're implying that it's safe. They haven't said it's not safe.
I think what they're saying is that there has been no causal link.
No, they are. We don't know why they did what they did. There has been no review that has been transparent. They have looked at cell tower radiation ever. That is a fact. Unless it's hidden from public view, it doesn't exist. Nor have they ever looked at the 5G modulation ever, unless it's hidden from view, because it could be they did something and we don't know about it. The FDA has no authority over cell tower radiation. All I can say is I'm not going to make any accusations, but it certainly is interesting that that came out at a time when the government was pushing the deployment of 5G and when our lawsuit and other lawsuits move forward. So I don't know why it says that, and we have been back and forth with the FDA trying to call on them to honestly answer our questions, and they don't. And the thing I would ask everyone listening, you might be skeptical, is to see if you can find a report that has anything to do with cell towers or 5G that the FDA has done. And if you can, send it to me. I'd be interested to see it. I just want to thank you for listening.
Also, let me just add to the conversation that JFK, and this is how I started following this, JFK asked them to keep the towers away from the airport because it was affecting the equipment and some of the planes that were coming in. They asked them to stay, keep those towers at least 2 miles away because of how the planes were coming into JFK. And it was just an article that you would have missed, and I just happened to catch it because we're dealing with this. And so I really appreciate everyone hanging on here tonight. It's 54 of you still in this chat listening. And again, we're not the only ones fighting. This is not just us. There is a full group of people out all across New York City that has skin in this game when it comes to protecting our communities. And so we appreciate your attention on this matter. We appreciate you ladies, Odetta, and it says Environmental Health Trust. We appreciate you coming on, being on, and staying on with us, because this is some information that we want our community to understand and to get. We're dealing with this,
We're dealing with Governor Hochul, with her whole plan of housing that's gonna desecrate communities if it goes through. And this is, these are things that we signed up for. When you get on the community board, this is what you sign up for. And this is what we're dealing with. And I thank you, Troy and Michelle. And
yeah, thank you, Odette. I mean, it would have been good if they could have heard all this, you know, at the presentation. And I really appreciate you because I learned more in 2 days than I ever knew about this. I mean, we've seen kiosks coming up on Jamaica Avenue, but no one ever really explained it to us
in
the way that you did. So thank you.
Sure. Our pleasure. Our pleasure. We're doing this to all and all the community boards. We're trying to cover as many community boards as we possibly can. There are 59.
Yes, there are.
So okay. if you can help us with Community Board 13, please. If you have any contact with Community Board 13, they are really resistant.
Hold on. Tanya Cruz, are you still on here?
Do you know that's what I put my hand up for and then put it down? I swore I needed to know had you reached out to our board. So what you're saying is we're resistant?
Yes, Mr. Malia, I believe it is.
Mike Malia, yes.
Yeah, so we contacted the district manager, Mr. McMillan, who then put us in touch with Mr. Malia, and he sent an email saying that he was an architect, he thought this was a great idea, and that we should not be allowed to present at the board.
I'm going to put my email in the chat and my number. And I definitely want you to reach out with me because that's not acceptable.
Tanya, stop acting like you don't know your chair and my bozos.
Oh, listen, guys. Oh, it's not recorded. You are absolutely right, Bilal. That's why so many of have y'all noticed 13's coming to your meeting?
Yeah.
Keep on welcoming us because they learning stuff.
Right. So I've been addressing the issue with Community Board 13 since December.
Wow.
See, guys, that's why, you know, I'm so happy that you've been so welcoming to me being here. I mean, I'm dead serious. This is from my heart. This is from day one speaking to your chair and anyone else that I've dealt with on your board. You don't know. You don't know how much I've learned, how much I felt welcome, how much, you know, I saw how you wanted the unity and the fight. It's just, you know, makes me stay up at night and makes me double dip on board meetings, by the way.
Yeah, but Tanya, you know, you didn't tell them that you were the transportation chair over there in Community Board 13 for quite some time, too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm called like the transportation bureau because, you know, this is all I do morning and night. My father actually crossed the street and was killed. So that's why you see me the way I am. And Michelle knows me. I pulled her. The first time I met her, I was like, hey, we got to get together. Right?
Yeah. You can invite them to your committee meeting.
Yes.
Wait. This is how we'll do it. I'm vice chair of the seniors and special needs. So we'll put them on the calendar because it's going to affect the seniors. See how we do this?
And it has special needs.
Yeah, and then I'll be in trouble yet again. But yay.
I'm going to want to come and do some voter registration with your seniors and our seniors too.
Absolutely.
Do some voter registration.
Yep, I put my information. I'm absolutely here. Please use it. And by the way, just in case, because I know we've been on this meeting, Alicia Hyman introduced a media alert saying that we all came together and we all opposing the housing compact bill, and they gave an address and they're holding a rally in front of somebody's house on Friday, 10 o'clock.
Send us the information. Erica, I see your hand.
Yes, yeah. I came back again today to support to hear how this is gonna move forward with your public. Great job. I'm in Harlem. I represent MMPCIA. I represent Gotta Stop, Black Lives Matter, Greater New York. And I played those three parts of those organizations, so we're ready. And I did ask the question in the chat, just keep in mind, just be prepared if they don't listen to anything. Mm-hmm. And they do what they wanna do. And we need to think about that. How are we as New Yorkers gonna come together what are we prepared to do? That's all I want to say.
Oh, that sounds like another workshop.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tanya, please make sure you get that information to the office or to me, okay?
Yes, I definitely will, because this is very important and we have to really show up, because it was really us that moved the needle, folks. I don't, you know, no disrespect for anybody that we voted for and elected. We really put foot to fire. The idea that they're even having a press conference and putting it in writing and getting before cameras is something that we've never seen really before.
Yeah, but some of them are going for re-election. So they have to.
Yes, yes. And you know what? We woke. We are very woke.
I say you can get off the
phone. This is in regards to, are you talking about the HOCO bill?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm sorry. Renee and I were in a meeting. Right, Renee?
Yes, she was present.
Say that again?
No.
I can't hear you, Renee.
Oh.
Now I can hear you.
I don't know.
Good. We can hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Tanya was there, I think.
I didn't see Tanya in the room.
No.
You didn't go to FaceTime, Tanya?
No.
I have to say something about that.
Renee, speak on that.
Well, Tanya was in the meeting on Monday.
The Zoom.
And she explained how you go onto the senator's site and you sign your name and everything. But I have that same information on the petition that I made up. So just like we fought the city before, and I had a petition for that, we're now fighting the state to save our single family homes, because the state now wants to do away with them because they said they need more housing and they're gonna let single family homes turn into multi-family homes. When you sell your house, your neighbor, or when your neighbor sells their house, they'll be able to change their single family home to a multi-family. So like Astoria and the other Brooklyn and stuff, you're not gonna be able to park in front of your home soon if the governor allows this legislation to go through. And they're claiming it's gonna help minority communities get housing. But this is not for us. This is not true housing. This is for investors. Investors will buy up our single family homes. They will be unaffordable to our children or to anyone that wants to buy, unless they're gonna use it as a multifamily home. And it's a way to displace blacks. So we're trying to fight that. And what Tanya was saying, there's gonna be a rally on Friday. So she'll send the information, and we'll try to post it to the community board site, right? Right, here?
Yes.
We have to really stay on top of this. And what I'm doing and what Renee is saying, I'm trying to show how we can reach out to our elected officials on a moving forward basis and utilize the internal structures of the legislative bodies, where we're going through the legislative's literal central staffing up in Albany, and then directing our message to our elected officials. So it's a trackable situation.
That link's on my site already. I had it on my site since I put it, the petition up there.
Yes.
So people have my petition.
And remember what we just found out, that on a Senate side, whenever we create a change.org petition, one of the greatest things that we can ask is for our senator, one, who doesn't take all, just one, to coin the same petition on their Albany website.
If the meeting that we went to, they're not going to do that.
But I'm thinking, Renee, I'm kind of thinking after, you know, they're doing this little media thing real quick on Friday, this might be a great time to kind of like move them to that, because it helps us. If they put that petition, it helps us with tracking it, because it's attached to whatever bill we're opposing or we're in favor of. And that gives them documented, you know, they can carry it in, or what they can do is speak to X amount of people have signed. And even if you're out of the district, once you sign any petition on the Senate level, it also notifies your your particular senator. So let's say some other senator in Buffalo did something that you really think is cool. If you sign their petition, then your senator will be notified as well. So that's something that we've got to start to play a better role in, like knowing what's going on around us and supporting these things, because the suburbia is all through New York State, and that's what they're targeting. The suburbanites, wherever we reside, wherever we're at.
The situation is only 15% of suburban-like communities in New York City, and they're attacking that 15%, where in other communities there's 30 and more. So that's why it doesn't really make sense to do it in New York City. I just lost my thought. But we have to go, just go on my petition, everyone, and you'll see the link that she's talking about that takes you to the senators. You can write to them, and then there's also... Oh, this is what I was going to think. And the chair heard it too. We have to send letters to Governor Hochul, more than the senators. They know they're opposed. They said that we need to send it to her as well. The other side that wants these housing, they're reaching out to her. She's not getting much information or much feedback or opposition from us. So if you're going to send a letter to the senator, you have to send it to... governor as well. So make sure you send it to governor if you do anything. Send it if you oppose this and all your reasons.
Yep. So. And you can oppose it on her Facebook. Twitter account. There's many ways to reach out to Hochul, like really and be passionate. Tell her she came and got our votes, and we gave her our votes in November, and 90 days later. She introduced this, and we're outraged by that. You know, it's simple. We did vote for her.
Yeah. Yes, Ms. Julie, this is the master plan. Ms. Cook, I see your hand. Ms. Arcidia
Cook?
Yes, I did.
Hold on.
Okay, good. Ms. Cook, you got something you want to say?
Yes, I just was saying that this was really an informative meeting, and... the information was important, and I'm on board. Whatever you guys need me to do, I'm here. We got a mobilize. We got a protest. I am here. Thank you.
Ms. Cook, get your people to get on Hochul's website and let her know. Get them to send faxes. Call her. If they take turns, call every other day. Somebody take Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Somebody take Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Y'all can take a break on Sunday and shoot her a fax and then start all over again. We have to keep pushing this until she takes it out of the bill. She has to remove it out of the bill.
Oh, that's what I was going to say to you. I'm sorry. That allegedly the senators and the assembly... She took part of that or out of the bill. So that's what, but we have to see it in writing.
It's really it's an omnibus bill that the governor introduced. And what you saw was the assembly and the Senate introduced their budget bill. But it's really a one house bill because they did it in concert. So now what you don't have is three men in the room. You have two against one. You have our assembly and Senate pitching a battle with Governor Hochul. And the last word she said on the weekend was she will blow past the April 1st date to get this done. So that's why we have to understand this woman said over the weekend. So when we see the elected officials going above and beyond, they know we're woke. So let's do all our due diligence and let's flood her. You know, let's target her. But we still have got to show, you know, give our elected officials
the support.
Information. Yeah, that we are. So that's, I like this press conference. But like I tell everybody in my workshops, you can have random people and, you know, to look, make a picture look good. What's more important is the digital lobbying where it's tracked, that it's this voter on this day in this account voted no. And it's transparent, it's verifiable, and it's undeniable.
Oh,
Okay.
It's in the chat, and I'm getting off of this.
Siri here. Let me know if I can help.
I am seeing where Ms. Odetta is asking. She's asking us to co-sponsor with them in regards to this whole situation.
The
towers.
We have so many, Odette, we have so many issues that we're dealing with, our schooling, this housing issue, and now this. I mean, we'll try our best, but we're exhausted.
Yes.
We're exhausted.
Oh, yeah, no, I understand. We would do the work, but we just need co-sponsors so that you can just let all of your membership know.
No to problem. Come
to the meeting. That's basically it. To just, send out the word. It's not going to involve a lot of work on your part.
No problem. There's no problem with that. We can assist with that. When you send us the information, we'll get it out.
Okay. And again, don't forget to reach out to me tomorrow. Let's get on board with getting you in front of my committee.
All right, good people. It is 11 o'clock.
It's 10
somewhere.
O'clock. Is it 11? Oh my
it's
God.
It's 11 o'clock.
Time went
somewhere.
Bad, honey, while you were away.
I didn't change my kitchen clock.
Good night, y'all.
And there is still 47 folks on this Zoom, and I am impressed. Again, yeah. Thank you all for taking the time to stay on as we thrash through this and make plans and get marching orders together. Because this is something that we cannot do alone. We need all of you. Talk to your groups, talk to your committees, talk to your friends and your neighbors and your family members, and put them on with a plan that you're gonna make phone calls, you're gonna go online. We're gonna be fighting from one end to the other, but we're the right amount of folks. We can do this. We can do
and
this.
Don't forget to sign Renee's petition ASAP.
Yes, Renee Hill. Renee Hill, go on to her Facebook page.
Renee Cheatham, my maiden name. Renee Cheatham.
We can find you, married or not. We know right where to find you, Renee.
She ain't hiding. Good night,
all.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night,
everyone. Good night.
All right.
I'm saving the chat. There you go.
Oh yeah, download the documents I put in there.
I didn't get
the whole chat, Princess. I was out, but
Community Board 12 full meeting Wednesday, March 15th.